Listen to Sports Radio 100.3 The Team from anywhere you go. Real-time scores and headlines, a feed of our social networking sites, event calendar with station appearances and upcoming broadcast schedule, and our show host blogs. It's all online, TeamMyrtleBeach.com.
Welcome back. Good Thursday morning to you. We are 28 minutes past the hour. Wow, we're running late. In a quick segment here, Barrett Salee, lead SEC writer with BleacherReport.com, will join me about 12 minutes from now. Just want to talk real quick about the South Carolina game getting moved to Baton Rouge. And if you've got an opinion on that and want to get it to us quickly, then 843-652-3776 is the number. But this is the decision that had to be made. I mean, there really was no other option. As you'll hear Ray Tanner say in just a moment, you know, there were some NFL stadiums that they were looking into, but to put something like this together this quickly just was not feasible. You know, they started looking at these options on Tuesday, realizing that, hey, this is something that we can't do. We can't pull law enforcement away from what they need to be worried about this weekend to a football game, and it's just not the right time to be hosting a football game in Columbia. And now the questions start to mount about the Vanderbilt game next weekend. I mean, is the community, is the city back in good enough shape where they can concern themselves with hosting a game against Vanderbilt in a week and 2 days? We'll worry about that next week. But those questions are starting to come up because they're very valid questions. We are nowhere near out of the woods on this whole thing yet with the flooding and everything that's being affected by it. It's a terrible situation. And so, according to Ray Tanner, you know, he says this was might not be a popular decision. If you're mad about this, you just need to get over it. Here's what Ray Tanner had to say.
While this might not be a popular decision among a lot of people, I feel strongly that it was the right thing. Dr. Pastides and his senior staff was with me every step of the way, and we made a decision that we feel strongly about.
I mean, what's your argument going to be? You know, if you're upset about this, what are you going to say? I don't know of any argument that anybody could say if you're upset about this. It's the way it's got to be. It is what it is. They're going to give refunds on the ticket. So if you want to get your money back for the tickets, you can get your money back. And that's it. That's all. You know, it's not going to change schedules moving forward. It's not going to guarantee a makeup. But I will say this, you know, look at LSU. They had to do this 10 years ago. And now they are getting the opportunity to help someone else out by hosting a game when they don't have the ability to host. So, you know, it's kind of funny how things will come around and will work themselves out eventually. They'll work themselves out eventually. Speaking about where were the other options, if they were to keep it at a neutral site, here's what Ray Tanner had to say.
It was realistic. You know, as I said, we started on this after we got back from Missouri, and Sunday was a bad weather day, and it continued into the week. And, you know, we had some conversations with Jacksonville, with Charlotte, with Atlanta, and a couple other phone calls, and they were real. But logistically, they didn't take shape quick enough. And at the end of the day, if we were going to move the game, the logical decision was to go to LSU.
Yeah, it's what makes the most sense. I mean, you've got a stadium that's ready to go. You've got a school that is ready to accommodate the game. You've got staffing in place. They can put things together much more quickly, because they knew their team had a game coming up, and they've got other games coming up. You know, with the NFL, you're talking about a whole new thing coming in. You're talking about something that wasn't on their schedule, and when teams are on bye weeks, you've got different things happening. You've got different things with personnel, and just to put it together that quickly, it just makes more sense. It just seems to make more sense where the opposing college is going to be prepared to accommodate in this sort of thing much better than a stadium that had no idea you'd be calling them, had no idea that they might be involved in this football game. Coach Spurrier went on SportsCenter yesterday and did an interview about this, and he said this is the right thing for the community.
Our football team, obviously, we want to do what's the right thing for our community, for our state, and especially all the victims of the devastating flood we had here this past weekend. And if it's best not for us to play here, then we're going to play at LSU. And that was a decision, I think, our governor, law enforcement, our president, all those way above our football team, me and the coach, they made this decision, and I believe it's the right one. So we'll look forward to having the ball game with LSU down in Baton Rouge.
So there's Coach Spurrier talking about the decision that was made, the people that made the decision, and then he was asked about his influence on the decision.
Oh, I didn't have much at all. I said, we're going to do what's right. You tell us what to do, and we'll do it. So that was the only decision I had to make.
There you go. He really wasn't involved. He was not involved. You know, it really wasn't anything that concerned him. As he said, this was Ray Tanner. This was Harris Pastides. This was Governor Nikki Haley. This was folks within law enforcement addressing their needs and their ability to help out with the game and making the determination. And I think it was determined very early on in the week that this game was not going to be in Columbia. We knew early in the week it would not be in Columbia. It was simply a matter of where it was going to be held. And again, logistically, it was just going to be too difficult to pull off. You know, you talk about these neutral site games at NFL stadiums. They typically are 1 to 2 years in the making for these stadiums to be able to accommodate and get everything in order. You're talking about a situation where they were going to have 96 hours to have everything ready to go. It's just not possible. It's just not feasible. And so it makes all the sense in the world to go to LSU. And you know what? LSU is doing it the right way. LSU is going to take the money made from the tickets. They're giving it back to South Carolina. They are not required to do that. There is no SEC rule that states that. It is not anything that South Carolina asked for. It's something that LSU is going to do. And it's my understanding that South Carolina will then take those proceeds and put them to the efforts in helping people that have been affected by the flood. So that's where the money is ultimately going to end up going. And then the coolest story of the year, and we need more feel-good stories like this to talk about in sports. We're always being bombarded with the negative side of things because that's just what people want to talk about, but I want to talk about this today. The news came out yesterday that before the South Carolina football team takes the field at LSU for a game moved because of the flooding in Columbia, the players and fans who make the trip will at least hear a familiar tune. This is according to the folks at the state newspaper. Even without the USC band in the building, LSU's band will incorporate South Carolina's alma mater and fight song into its pregame routine, according to a tweet from Jacques Doucette, sports anchor at WAFB in Baton Rouge. Doucette quoted Roy M. King, the Tigers band director. He tweeted out, LSU band is learning South Carolina Gamecocks alma mater and fight song, plans to incorporate in pregame per Roy M. King. That is awesome. That is just too cool, and that's one of the feel-good stories of the year. So it's a shame that what's led to this, but it is good that we are getting more and more feel-good stories coming from it, and that's definitely one of them that tops the list for me. So, right decision, absolutely made by South Carolina. Nothing to be angry about, nothing to be upset about. You can watch the game. It's at 3:30 on Saturday. It'll be on one of the ESPN channels. We'll let you know which one as soon as we know it. It's the decision that had to be made. All right, let's talk a little bit about this, and we'll talk about other storylines going on in the SEC. We got some big games going on that will affect the SEC championship race. Barrett Salee, SEC lead writer with BleacherReport.com, joins me next. But first, let's get to the information you need to know. We begin with your national sports report.